This is David Flint for Can Do. Is the government running down defence so far that the services will never be able to recover and defend Australia's strategic interests? Will it take far too long for this to happen? Former military leaders, such as Jim Molan, a general, warned the government is undermining the capacity of our military to defend our country. The executive director of the Australian Defence Association, Neil James, says the cuts are threatening the Australian-United States alliance because the Obama administration, itself short of cash, expects its allies to do more, not less, to meet the challenge posed by a rising China. Hugh White, who is the director of the Australian Strategic and Defence Studies Centre, warns the government is in the process of downgrading Australia from a middle power to a small power, with the loss of influence that entails, and it's not telling the Australian public what it is doing. The government is tied very much by ideological decisions which have absolutely nothing to do with our defence. One is the Labor's decision to build submarines in Australia. The Collins-class submarines, a fleet of six Australian-built submarines, have been plagued with problems almost since their inception in the 1990s. Maintenance costs have soared, and the subs just don't do what they are planned to do. But the government seems to be still committed to building submarines in Australia instead of buying off-the-shelf versions from the United States or the UK. The government is also committed ideologically not to have a nuclear-powered submarine. And that's a rather foolish decision because nuclear-powered submarines are exactly what we need in this distant part of the world. White says when the process of downgrading Australia from a middle power to a small power, he says he doesn't see any evidence that the Gillard government has a defence strategy at all, or that it's really aware of the damage it's doing. Stephen Smith maintains that even after this year's budget, Australia will remain the world's 13th biggest defence spender and will outspend any of its regional neighbours. But that's not good enough. Defence is at the very core of a government's functions and responsibilities. The government has already abandoned control of the borders. Is it now in the process of abandoning the defence of Australia? This is David Flint for Can Do.